Ronald McDonald didn't walk on Coca-Cola so you could drink water. No, he did not. And Ronald McDonald didn't feed the multitudes with 5 sesame seed buns and 2 100% pure Angus beef patties so you can eat salads for lunch. Ronald McDonald died on the cross for good times and great taste, not for you to worship false Burger Kings. Now can I get an I'm loving it?
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
Welcome to Keeping It 99, your one-stop shop podcast for everything in the world of heavy metal, rock and roll, and Northeast stuff. Sometimes none of that. Sometimes just punk rock. Like the song you just heard from Piss Me Off. Awesome Cleveland punk band. They're actually playing tomorrow or tonight, the 19th. I don't know. Whenever this comes out. at a clink ding with Yambag. It's fucking awesome. We've played them on the show. We had them on a Localize It. When we had Nick from Wall Creeper, Slug, and a band called Giallo or G-I-A-L-L-O. You can find all of these bands on Bandcamp, and they all fucking slap. So, yeah, a clink ding. It's a clink ding. It's like it's a house show environment. You know what I mean? It's not like a venue. Something you want to go to. I listened to a lot of satanic death metal this week on the episode of the show with my son. So I hope you guys enjoy that. You should. It's a good time. My son's a funny dude. He's a great guy. So before we get into it, I just want to say real quick, RIP Jay Briscoe, one of the greatest fucking wrestlers in the world. Absolutely tragic. Dem boys forever. Let's get into it. So your 6-year-old sister, this is how little of expectations that she has for me or your mom. She's upstairs asking your mom if your mom can pack our lunch tomorrow. And I was like, we don't really have the things to pack your lunch. And your sister goes, can you try and remember to get me stuff to pack the next time you go to the store? So she doesn't even want your mom to fully remember. She just wants her to try to remember to get me stuff so I could pack lunches at school. if you could just feebly attempt.
If you can try.
Just try. Hey.
You try. If you forget, like, I'll forgive you, but.
Because, I mean, I do feel that you're a forgetful idiot.
Yeah.
But if you can at least try, just giving me and your mom noogies and shit.
Yeah.
Welcome to Keeping It 99, your Northeast Ohio heavy metal podcast, sometimes whatever. My name is Eric Eagle, and I'm joined by, what is it your mom calls you?
Eldest offspring.
Eldest offspring. My eldest offspring, Mr. Evan Eagle, 17 years old, almost an adult. You're still a child.
Yeah.
So you can get away with some stuff and not have to, but don't, because I raised you better.
Right.
Yeah, don't.
I would never.
Okay. Why do you look like you're like, I'm definitely gonna. We're gonna find out if I'm a decent dad.
For sure.
I suppose we'll figure that one out. If you liked that music from the beginning, by the way, that was an awesome Cleveland punk band called Piss Me Off. This little cut. I gave you I got you a cassette.
Yes.
Yeah, have you listened to it?
Totally.
What'd you think of it?
I thought it was dope.
Dude, fucking that opening cut that we use for this, the Try to Stop Me, you can go find Piss Me Off on Bandcamp. I'll promote it next time. But I had to find their Instagram, and it like has nothing to do with the name of the band, which is just punk rock in general. But check out Piss Me Off. You can download their album. You can get the cassette, which is neat. That's like a thing. You have a cassette player?
Yes.
Yeah, so tell me, what is it that you got rocking here? You are a music fan.
I am.
Let's get into that. How did you become a music fan?
You and Mom are my parents. Because, like, that opened me up to a lot, especially at, like, a young age. Going to, like, telling kids in the bathroom in elementary school to listen to ICP. And then being like, ICP, and I'd be like, oh.
It's like, these guys, they ain't down with the clown.
Yeah, right?
Right. I remember when you were, like, a toddler, you had a Ween poster.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I mean, of course, your parents, like, pushed that shit on you. Of course, we were like, you like Ween. And yeah. When you're, like, little, your brain, you're like, I guess I do.
Yeah.
I guess I do. We, man, we took you to see Ween, right?
Yes.
Man, dude. So, like, the first concert, you probably don't remember it. First concert we ever took you to was...
I vaguely remember
We took you to see KRS-One.
Yeah, I remember being on Shoulders, and yep. That's about it.
And we ran into Grant.
Yes.
Yeah. Ran into Grant there, and we've seen a lot of shows. Like, I honestly couldn't... and I always love taking you to concerts, man, but you're now... You're at an age, you know. We saw Weird Al.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. I just need to just name drop that one. We've seen him a few times, but you're at an age where you just went to your first concert without your old man.
I know.
It's kind of. I'm not gonna lie. Like I was. So it was a group called City Morgue.
Yes.
You saw them at the Grog Shop.
Yep.
Okay, and. City Morgue is a group that I've said a number of times. They're a horrorcore group in my humble opinion as far as that subgenre of subgenres is. City Morgue is it's a two-man rap group tattooed from, you know, head to toe. And they rap about... What kind of things do they sing songs about?
It depends. Because sometimes it's just like drugs and guns. But like also like Zillikami will just like talk like feelings in his solo stuff.
Yeah,
just like talk about like either like just stuff he's like went through or all of that, like buddies in the past and stuff.
Yeah,
but I like it because it's good to like pump you up.
Mm-hmm.
Like I like just being able to just be like, yeah, like this makes me feel productive and stuff, whether I'm at like work or school or whatever.
Yeah,
like I always think that's pretty dope.
They, they're definitely a high energy group. Cause when you played them for me, I locked into it because it reminded me of the stuff that I really liked. And I've seen that they've cited Onyx as an influence too, but like Onyx was like one of those like real high, like high paced, high, you know, high energy yelling at you shit. Like if you listen to the song Judgment Night that the Onyx did with Biohazard, who has a member named Evan Seinfeld, who we came up with the name of Evan for you.
Yeah,
because I was a big Biohazard fan, and so this entire conversation all links up. This mm-hmm. everything is checking out. The more I'm talking about it out loud, me loving Biohazard and then doing the song with Onyx, which brought City Morgue, and then you, and yeah, everything's all tied together. Trust me, when you really break it down, it all makes sense. But I really liked City Morgue, and I was like, oh, this is a show I'm going to take my kid to. And then your mom is the one who broke to me. She's like, you're not taking your son to City Morgue. And I was like, what are you talking about? I took you to Brockhampton. We saw Brockhampton together. That's a young kids group.
Yeah.
I love Brockhampton. I have a playlist on Spotify of just Brockhampton, my favorite Brockhampton songs. I hate the way I think. I hate the way it looms. I hate the way the things I say incinerate a room. I know I'm trying to change, but it don't ever work. Just end up more broken down than when I started, and that concrete feels the hardest every time. So I'm like, of course I'm going to City Morgue with Evan, and we're going to pit to it. We're going to pit together because I was there for your first pit.
You were.
Which was the Insane Clown Posse.
Yep.
At the Outpost in Kent.
Mm-hmm.
And my first mosh pit was also the Insane Clown Posse. So talk about some fucking circle of life shit, yeah, right? I was kind of taken back. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I had like this whole like Cats in the Cradle fucking moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where I was just like, my boy is just like me. Like, holy fuck, dude, this kid. And I know you're gonna go see City Morgue again.
Yes.
And you're gonna go see them with Vane opening up.
Yeah.
Of all fucking dude, what the fuck? So you're about to like they're in Vane, yeah, they're like one of those, the Hate 5-6, the YouTube channel mm-hmm. guy. It's where I find a lot of the new hardcore and stuff, and it really is a great channel. Go check it out if you haven't. It's really fucking cool. They got, you know, a lot of upcoming awesome death metal bands. Cleveland Zone, 200 Stab Wounds is featured on that page a lot. But you know, you can go there are those shows where people are throwing fists, spin kicking. So your first real pit without your old man. You know, City Morgue, this rap group, you go, rap group, whatever, but they're very influenced by old school punk and metal. And you can definitely tell, you know what I'm saying, that attitude. They have a punk rock attitude, and it resonates. And so what was that like? What was your first show? Like, what was that pit like? Did you moshed? Yeah,
for sure.
All right. So break it down to me. How was the show? How was the show?
It was dope. Cause we got there and, they had like the opener SSG Kobe, who's like another young rapper. He's like more up and coming still.
Okay.
But like, I like his stuff. All right.
Bitch, I'm fine, thanks for asking. Getting money every day, don't got time for relaxing. In my head, they asking where I've been, bitch, I've been away. Taking drugs and smoking dope so I can relieve the pain.
And ended up like meeting him after his set and stuff too, and he was like really cool. But we got into the pit for SSG Kobe first and stuff while that was happening, and SSG Kobe even like got in the pit with us while like performing, and that was really cool. And like my two buddies that came with me and stuff, like both never pit, been in a pit. So like I also kind of had to be there being like, all right, come on.
you were their guide?
Yeah, a little bit. But like once they were in, like they were also in the feel of it, and they were just like, okay.
Yeah. So what was some of the crazier shit you saw? Because I saw pictures from that show and I was like, god, there were damn, like these kids.
It was, I've never seen so many white shirtless sweaty kids in my life. There were kids.
You should, if you grew up in Barberton, you would.
I'm sure. But like there were people like climbing from the ceiling and stuff onto the stage, just constant stage dives and stuff, because like the stage was so, like, you've been to the grog shop, but like it's so like close to the ground and stuff that like people are getting pushed onto the stage essentially,
right? Yeah.
And then they're just on there and they're looking off, and then they do a stage dive or whatever. Like, even my buddy Chris, like, he got on the stage dive.
Yeah.
And that was really cool to see. I got, like, a video of that and all that. A lot of, like, trash can. A trash can got thrown around a bunch, and that got onto the stage, and so small it threw it back into the crowd, and a bottle fell out and broke. He was like, oh, shit, sorry.
he's a gentleman about it. He's like, I do apologize. I will pay for that, girl.
He was like, sorry about that.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I am so embarrassed.
Yeah, it was really fun. Yeah, spent most of the time just in the pit.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of what we spent, like, most of our time doing. Was just being in the pit, getting, like, close, all of that.
Yeah, dude, that's like I remember that being, like, a big thing for the bands that I would go to see.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to get up there. I wanted to make eye contact with them. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Like, where you want, you're like, I want you to look at me.
Right.
And we're going to lock eyes, and we're going to sing the same words to each other. Yeah. Just two bros singing the same lyrics to each other, locking eyes.
Yeah.
And then maybe, just maybe, you'll realize that I know all the words. And you're going to take that microphone, and you're going to put it in my face, and I'm going to sing those lyrics, dude. And I'm going to sing them, and everybody's going to hear me, and they're going to be like, that dude's, like, in the band. Was it like that for you?
A little bit, yeah. Because there were definitely points, like, because, like, you'll, like, see interviews with, like, Zillikami and stuff, and he's like, I'm not looking at y'all. Like, I'm looking off in the crowd. Like, I'm performing and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, Grog Shop's such a small venue.
It's very personable.
Yeah, it's great. But, like, so, like, you just see him, like, looking around at the crowd and stuff, and there were, like, a few times, like, so Sir Zilla would, like, lock eye contact, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You're like, eh. And yeah, it was a great time.
And you have how many records do you think you have? You have a record collection that I forced upon you because I couldn't do it myself because it would cost too much money. I would get obsessed. You've seen my pro wrestling Funko collection.
Yeah.
You've seen my graphic novel collection. You know how your dad gets. If records were on the fucking table for me, we would be broke.
We'd be living at the old place, you know what I'm saying? Like a one bedroom.
That's where the record collection started in the first place, so.
Yeah. And so but you have a wide taste. Like just give example, like you have you like bands like Rancid, you like Run the Jewels, you like the Melvins.
Yeah,
you...
it's cool. I've got like such a wide variety now. It's 'cause like there's like the Who's. Like, I got The Who on vinyl and stuff, and I didn't even know I had that one, because that was just kind of one of the ones, like, Chris Slink was like, hey.
Oh, yeah.
And then I found, like, it going through, and I was just like, whoa, and I threw that on, it was all perfect still, and I was like, dope.
Yeah, right.
But, like, I have to have, like, 160, I would say, maybe less.
What do you think your top three most listened to ones are? Like, two or three?
MF Doom and Czarface got listened to, like, a lot, for sure.
Oh, hell yeah.
Within... yeah. Bombageddon, hardhead descendants, jawhead in the trenches, scarheads relentless. You came with farmers, locksmiths and fools. Czar, what's your occupation? Anytime I'm spitting, the floor... Second would probably be... The Mollusk? Because I listened to that one a lot. I haven't listened to it a lot recently.
I do hear that coming out of your room. From time to time.
And
it's a beautiful record.
Yeah, it is. And probably what I got on right now, like Queens of the Stone Age.
Oh, hell yeah.
Going on. Yeah, because I listen to them a lot, too.
So you listen, point being, you listen to a wide variety of stuff.
For sure.
And what is it, what would you say for, if you're into punk, you're into metal, if you're going down a route, you want to get into a City Morgue song. What's a perfect banger for, like, you're like, oh, you fuck with metal? Like, just listen to this.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, it depends, because they got, like, a lot of their albums and stuff are different.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely have to, like, probably recommend anything off, like, the Talk or Electric Experience EP.
Okay.
Because a lot of that was, like, some of their earlier stuff. But it's all just, like, heavy. Like, Hurt World is on there. That one's really dope. Just a lot of bangers on that one. Super Soaker.
All right.
Yeah. I'm on the ride while it's using time caller. I'm a time shining, time shining. I'm a shot caller. I bought the ride while it's using
time caller. I'm the time shining, time shining. I'm a shot caller. 17-year-old me would have heard that. It would have been fucking game over. You know what I mean? That would have been, like, the only shit I'd listen to for, like, you know, at least 3 months.
It was.
I want to talk about a band with you. There's a band that's playing this weekend, right? And you know me. I like the death metal.
Yeah.
I'm into death metal, and I like local bands. Like, I don't know if you know this about me, but I do a podcast sometimes where we talk about local bands, and every once in a while I throw, like, these pizza parties and shit with some local bands.
Yeah, I think I heard of it.
And this band that I've discovered recently, they're a newer band. I want to pronounce it right, and I'm pretty sure I got this right. I'm pretty sure it's Mulciber. It's Mulciber.
Yeah, that's Mulciber. How I pronounce it.
Yeah, I have all this access now to music, and this is a thing that I didn't have when I was your age.
Yeah.
None. Dude, like, and I get resentful of you because you have all of this access, right, at your fucking fingertips. You're like, you can just type in anything, and then you can, like, just download the record or just listen to it instantaneously.
Yeah.
Just on your phone. It's fucking ridiculous. When I was a kid, like, we would have to go, like, take, like, you know, road trips to find a Quonset hut or a record exchange, because they used to sell, like, local band things. Or you would have to go to shows.
Yeah.
Like, I had to go. I would go to, like, any local band show. There was, like, a 2-year run when I was your age where I would just go to any show. I didn't care if it was, like, in a basement or up in Cleveland or up as far as fucking Lorraine. Like, we got to go see all the local bands, and then they'll sell their CD, and then I'll have the CD, and then, you know, I'll play it for kids in my school or whatever. We have instant access nowadays.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And so I tend to go, like, ham. As soon as somebody brings up a band to me, I go and I listen to it right away, and I judge it of course. But Musselburgh came across somebody was just like, oh, you gotta fucking check this out. You like death metal in Cleveland, you gotta check it out. And I went and I checked it out, and it's fucking sick. But I don't know what Musselburgh means. And, yeah, and at first when I read it too, because like some band names, dude, like, I don't know, like, I don't know how to pronounce them all the time. There's this one band, they're called like Sanguisguzabog, some shit like that. Yeah. It's really, really fucking hard to say their fucking name, but they're awesome. They're dope. You should check them out. They're dope. They're younger cats. I think they'd be up your fucking alley.
For sure.
Shit, if you like, you know, if it's like, if you like good death metal, actual good death metal, not necessarily that Lorna Shore shit or whatever the fuck, but that's just me. That's just me being bitter because that kid's too pretty. He's too pretty to be a fucking death metal singer. And also, too, it's just like people act like they'd never heard gutturals before.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, I've never heard that before. Those pig squeals. I'm doing really good at doing that impression today. It's fucking awesome. Apparently, that's how you kids sound to me. Not you. Not you, per se, but your friends. Definitely. Fuck. Fucking Lorna Shore, dude. Fucking love it. But I listened to this Musselburgh band, dude, and they immediately were like, I was fucking with. So the song I'm gonna end up playing for you is a song called Christ Deceiver. And here's a fun fact about your dad. I fucks with the devil when it comes to music and shit. I really like Satan. I really fucking love Satan. Like, a lot. And there's a reason for that. I don't think I've ever shared this with you. I may have told you about how I used to go to church a lot.
Yes.
When I was, okay. So I used to go to church a lot from the ages of 13 till I was like 16.
Yeah.
But like from 13 and 14, I was there all the time. And I was going to youth group and shit.
Yeah.
Right? And so like what it was I didn't have a lot to do. We didn't have the internet like I was talking about. We didn't have instant access to stuff. I would go to church because I was bored.
Yeah.
And also there was girls there. And that was like the thing. It was like, I met this girl who was like, I'm going to youth group, you should come with me. And I was like, all right, yeah. And she's like, we'll make out. And I was like, fuck yeah, you know, like. And then I got like reeled in by that. And then next thing you know, it was just like something to do. And some of my friends were going. And I was like, I was really into it. You know what I mean? Yeah. I wasn't necessarily like the most religious kid there. But like there were days, you know, I was just like, sure, maybe some of this makes sense to my stupid fucking brain. Right? And this dude, Brian, he was our youth pastor, sweetheart of a guy. He really is. He's a genuine spirit. Brian was like trying to get me to sway from listening to the bands that I was listening to at that time. So what I was listening to was bands Gwar.
All right.
I was big into Body Count at that time.
Nice.
And I was fucking way into Pantera. Like, okay. Pantera was my shit of shit, right?
Yeah, because Pantera's great.
And so I would go there wearing, like, Pantera shirts. To youth group, you know what I mean? Because you're allowed to like, just casual. Like, look, Sundays you put on the suit and tie, my man. But like, fucking Wednesdays, man, come on in. Who knows? Maybe we'll smoke some salvia. You know what I mean? Like, and so, like, you know, Wednesdays were pretty fucking chill or whatever. And you just like every week you would do this activity, and then at the end, like, you would kind of talk about what the lesson of that activity was, you know? You'd be like, all right, so we just played some hopscotch, right? Because every time that you leap with one foot, God's got your other foot. And you're like, what the fuck does that even mean? He's like, I don't fucking know, dude. Like, fucking high as shit. But you got to stop listening to devil music. And that was, like, this dude's whole thing. He's just like, hey, Eric, bro, you got to stop. You got to stop listening to devil music. And I was like, I don't want to. And I also started questioning religion a lot more. I started being, like, a little bit more rebellious.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, they'd be like, oh, if you listen to devil music, you're going to burn in hell. I'm just saying, like, I don't want you to burn in hell, man. And I was like, if heaven's such a great place, and I die, is Pantera going to be there? Because I feel like heaven should have Pantera. And he was like, no, Pantera's not going to be there. I'm like, why the fuck would I want to go to heaven if there's no Pantera there? And this was a legit argument. He's just like, trust me, there's like other metal bands. And he's like, I'm going to fucking show you what's up. And he had this wall, bro, in his office, a wall of CDs. Like, I'm talking 300, 400 maybe CDs. And they were all Christian metal bands.
Wow.
Like, maybe some of them weren't Christian metal, but there was definitely at least, like, a row of Christian metal. They were Christian CDs.
I didn't even think that was a real thing. I just picture, like, you know, like, Moral Oral?
Yeah.
They've got, like, the Christian metal band.
Yeah.
Burn in Heaven.
Dude. That's better than what this guy fucking played me. And like I forget the name of the one band. I forget all of them. But there was one that he gave me, and he goes, this has a song featuring Tony Iommi from Black Sabbath.
Oh.
And I was like, I love Black Sabbath. I love the song Black Sabbath about the devil. I was like, I really like that song. You know what I mean? And so I started getting like real fucking combative. And I went home, and I listened to these CDs. And I fucking broke two of the CDs on purpose. Just, like, snapped. Just, like, did, like, little cracks on them and shit. One of them went all the way in half. And then I had to come back to church and go, I don't know what happened to that. I have no clue, man. I just put it in my CD player and it was like, hey, this sounds like fucking shit. And so now, not only do I hate Christian metal, I fucking hate God. I'm out this bitch. And I was out. I was out of church. I was like, I'm done.
Oh, that's great.
I'm done with this shit, dude. In fact, the only kind of metal I want to listen to fucks with Satan. That's where the fuck I'm at, dude. Like, seriously, that's how fucking, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
That's how fucking bad it is. But what's crazy is bands that do fuck with Satan tend to be really good. They really, really are. And so I'm going to play this song real quick. It's called Christ Deceiver.
Yeah, absolutely.
From Mulciber, who's playing this Friday at Musica down in Akron. Last week we had Don Austin on the show. We saw them last Friday, so why not? Let's keep going on. Musica, I got a show for the Tattoo Invitational.
I hear you.
I got that locked in. So, you know, just saying, guys, set July 29th on your calendars because there's going to be a fucking show. But this Friday. Go see Mulciber. We're going to talk about that a little bit more, actually, because I'm also going to play, after them, we're going to play another band that's playing there. Yep. But anyway, this is Christ Deceiver from Mulciber.
Yeah.
what's your take on that, man? Because
I think it's great. It sounds awesome.
You were saying, telling me why we were listening to the song.
Yeah. Just in my head, I was running like parodies of it.
Yeah.
And the whole music video is just like crazy, like barbell, like workouts and stuff while singing.
Yeah.
And it's just like, burn away the fat.
Burn away the fat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is the kind of shit that we'd listen to if we're working out. But Malzahar's playing Friday, January the 20th at Musica down on 51 East Market Street in Akron. They're playing with Genocidal Rights. They're playing with Vile Light. They're playing with Thou Shall Not. And they're playing with a band that I've never heard of until recently called Goat Chamber. And I saw Goat Chamber was on this. I said, man, I want to go check out Goat Chamber. And then I was able to easily. I just like typed up some Goat Chamber band and then there it was. and so you know what? I was like, let's throw this shit in there. It's more awesome Cleveland death metal. Like, check out Goat Chamber. I'm excited. I'm probably going to be stopping at that show.
Heck yeah. That's what's up.
I'm going to be that guy. I'll be the guy with the bald head and the beard and his arms crossed. Try to find me. Try to find me. Dude, it's only gonna be me's. This is a show, dude. Check us out. The flyer on this show, this is what's dope about it, is they all have the crazy logo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they have under it in just basic like font.
I like that.
the names of the band, because they're like, you probably can't read this.
Dude, that's great.
That's genius, dude. I love it. It's all black and gray. It's a sick flyer. Whoever made that flyer, pretty sick. Like the fonts. Flyer. Yeah, it's a good flyer. Go check out Goat Chamber too, man. We're gonna play. One more. This is Purification Through Crucifixation. Did I say that right? Purification Through Crucifixation.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, they fucks with the devil. You know what they are not? Is a fucking Christian metal band. Yeah. Goat Chambers. Wouldn't that beat all if they were?
That would be
like, funny. This song's for God. Love you, Jesus. I love you so much.
They just get in the show because, like,
yeah,
they sound heavy. And they're like, yeah, this is awesome. Weren't paying attention to the lyrics.
It says here real quick that Goat Chamber is a two-man group.
Gotcha.
A two-man group. And if you go, all right, well, who's in the band then? Let me see who these guys are. They go by J, the letter. And D, the letter. I work with a guy named JD.
Yeah, you do.
So it's probably him. He's probably Goat Chamber. I'm going to find out. This is Goat Chamber. Purification Through Crucifixation. I hope I said that right. What'd you think of that?
I thought it was great. Yeah. I enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You fucks with, like, the I mean, when you were little, little?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to play Cannibal Corpse for you all the time. It was, like, a thing. And, yeah. Like, you were, like, the kind of kid, like, little kid, dude, that could just, like, fall asleep to, like, fucking brutal death metal playing and stuff. Because I play, like, a lot of Dying Fetus and shit like that.
Yeah.
And just block Gaskell. But you never complained about it. And I do appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate that a lot from you.
I always enjoyed it, so.
You gonna play any video games or anything?
I don't know. I'm probably just gonna watch YouTube.
Watch YouTube? What you been watching on YouTube?
I don't really know. I've kind of just been scrolling through YouTube not knowing what to do.
Oh, no. Just kind of wandering through life, man.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what to do.
I'm just trying to exist, Dad. Just trying to exist, man. Well, thank you so much, man.
Absolutely.
I love you, buddy.
I love you.